The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
How about an organization that trains and empowers influential teen girl leaders with community organizing, advocacy, global networking? Anna Blue started it. We're going to talk to Anna in a second, but first I want to say hi to our brand new best friend, Megan McFadden, who is going into school late this morning. She's a 17-year-old senior at Naperville Central High School, and she's been a part of Girl Up for 3 years. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's talk about what makes you exceptional, and don't be modest.
So I went to the International Girl Up Summit in Washington, D.C. two years ago and heard from amazing speakers and participated in workshops and then decided to start my own club at my high school that year.
Very nice.
Thank you.
How many girls are participating at school?
Got about 15 active members.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's excellent. And let's get Anna in here. Have you met Anna? I don't know how this works.
Do you know Anna? I've seen her at the summit, yeah.
You saw her at the summit, okay. Let's go to Anna Blue, who started all of this. That must make you very proud to hear that, Anna.
Oh, absolutely. These girls are incredible.
So this started why? I mean, we need it, but why did you start it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was actually started by the United Nations Foundation almost 9 years ago. We celebrate that next week. And it was really started because we know the power of young people today. We know that they have this incredible untapped power to change the world. And everybody likes to wait till they get older and say, you know, you're the next generation. And we looked at them and said, no, you're the now generation. Let's do it. So we started it to empower them to go out and create change in their communities to level the playing field between men and women.
Any girl or school or organization that wants more interest or wants more information, I should say, goes to what website?
At girlup.org. Yep.
All right. All right, so Megan, what are you doing with your group, your club? Do I call it a club, is that?
Yeah, we're a club.
Okay, what are you doing with those guys?
We do lots of fundraisers, Chipotle and school cycle, things like that, to get bikes for girls in Uganda to get to school faster. A lot of them, it's like a three-hour walk to get there. We're delaying early child marriage. Just yesterday, actually, Indonesia raise the minimum age for marriage, so we're making progress.
Amen. Now, that's not stuff that is covered in the Naperville curriculum.
No.
So where do you get that information? Curiosity or just...
I've always had a passion for girls and women's issues. Girl Up is great at keeping us informed in the problems out there and what we can do about it.
G?
Yeah, who says that? Millennials don't care about the world and everything going on.
She's not a millennial. What's the next generation
called?
What
are you? Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Gen Z. Even better than millennials.
Yeah, the millennials are still a huge disappointment. So you got that going for you.
Well, tell us, how have you personally changed throughout this entire process?
Yeah, I've learned so much about leadership and everything. I got to work with a girl from Taiwan at the last International Leadership Summit and put on a presentation about how to start Girl Up clubs. So that collaboration and getting to meet other girls in the Chicago area has been really important, and just gaining compassion and understanding for all the 130 million girls out there without access to education.
As a 17-year-old, right now your schedule is really busy. So the fact that you're finding time to volunteer and give back is pretty incredible. What's on your horizon? Are you looking at schools for next year?
Yes, I haven't decided on a college yet, but I'm looking to go there and study political science, which has been fueled by
my interest
in Girl Up. Thank you. And I've gotten to meet with all my lawmakers through Girl Up, and it's really sparked a passion in me.
And the more you tell your friends how important it is, even if they're not 18, 17, you can register to vote.
I am registered to
vote. Yes!
And the more you tell your friends how important it is, the better. I mean, you saw Greta Thunberg is done this week.
Yes.
And so she's amazing. And it's unfortunate that we have to turn to you to fix our problems as adults, but you know what? We'll take them any way we can get them.
Yeah, we've screwed it up really
Guns
bad.
And climate and girls and everything.
We're doing our best.
Anna, what's the message you want people to get?
Well, your listeners in Chicagoland, we are doing a Unite the Midwest Summit this weekend, this Saturday, for teen girls coming in from Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana. So we're really excited about that. And we still have a few spots open. So anybody that wants to come out and participate should register. And the biggest message, you know, that we give is that adults should really start listening and learning from young people. They have so much to say, so much to give, and so much ability to take action to create change, and we should all really start paying attention.
Well said by you. Thank you for being on, and I appreciate it. And Megan, before we let you go, you got to go back to school now. Is there any particular annoying teacher you'd like us to suck up to so you don't get in trouble?
I'm actually really lucky to have great teachers.
Aww.
And school doesn't start till 9 today, so.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
Megan's a dream. She even said she's not even going to be late to class today. She's going to make it on time.
All right, well, call us when you decide on a school so we can announce
it. Thank you.
Great to meet you.
You too. Thank you.